Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Pesachim Daf Pei Gimel Pesachim 83, and we start with the Mishnah on 83a, and this Mishnah deals with the meat and the bones and the other parts of the animal that were left over for the Korban Pesach, and you need to burn them. So when are you going to burn them? So it says our Mishnah, Hatzamos, the bones, Vagidin, and the Gidin, usually translated as sinews, it means like the tendons, or the Gemara says exactly what it means, Vanosar, and in this case, the meat that was left over that wasn't eaten, and now it's not eligible to be eaten, Yisrafu B'Shishasar, it's supposed to be burnt on the 16th of Nisan, which is what in Israel is the first day of Chol Moed, and not on the 15th day, which is the Yom Tov. Even though the korban is disqualified from the morning of the 15th, nevertheless, you burn it on the 16th day. But let's say Chal Shishasar Yos B'Shabbos, let's say the 16th day of Nisan is a Shabbos, then Yisarfu B'Shivasar, then you burn it on the 17th day of Nisan and not the 16th day. Because of this fundamental idea, Ofisha Eino Dochen Loas HaShabbos, because the mitzvah to burn the leftover parts of the Paschal lamb do not push off Shabbos or Yontif. So the Gemara takes up this idea. The Gemara on Pei Gimel Amud Beis discusses this. Says the Gemara, why? Why not? Why doesn't the burning of Kachim, in this case the Paschal lamb, push off Yom Tov? Why can't we do it on the 15th day? Or in the case where Shabbos is the 16th day, why can't we do it on the 16th day? Nasi asks the Gemara, Nasi Asay, why don't we bring the positive commandment of burning the leftover Korban Pesach? V'yidach Elos Asay, why don't we bring the positive commandment to burn the leftover offering in fire, as it states in Exodus 12:10, the leftover meat that was left till the morning, you shall burn it in fire, and that should push off the losa, say the negative commandment of not doing work on Yom Tov, because we have a fundamental idea that a positive commandment pushes off a negative commandment. So therefore we should be able to burn it. So Omar Chizkiah explains, and also they learned this in the Beis Medrash of Chizkiah. Amar Kra, the verse, the answer is that the Torah says, also, Sirum imenu ad boker, you're not allowed to leave it over until morning. Vanosir imenu ad boker, but eish tisrofa, whatever is left over until the morning, you shall burn in the fire. So really, this is a problem. She'ain tama omar ad boker, why does it say until the morning twice? It says, the word was Sirim Menu Ad Boker, and then Vanosir Menu Ad Boker. Why does it say the words until the morning twice? It could have just said it once. Ma Tamo Omer Ad Boker. Why does it need to say the words until the morning twice? To teach us, Litenu Boker Sheni Lisrefaso, to teach us that you're supposed to burn it on the second morning. Meaning to say that even though the Korban Pesach is prohibited to eat from the morning of the 15th, nevertheless, you're not supposed to burn it until the next morning, because it says Ad Boker twice, which is the morning of the 16th, or in case of Shabbos, the morning of the 17th. So we see from here that it's a gzeiras hakosev that we don't burn the Korban Pesach until the morning of the 16th. So this is the explanation of Tanya Beit Chizkiah, that's a gzeiras hakosev. It's a verse that the burning of the kachim does not push off Yom Tov. Abaye continues. Abaye says, I'll give you a different explanation. How do we know that you don't burn the kachim, that we don't burn the kachim on Yom Tov, that this kachim of the Korban Pesach we don't burn on Yom Tov? Abaye says, Amar Kra, it's based upon a verse from the Korban Tamid, from Bamidbar 28, verse 10, where it says, Olas Shabbos Bishabaso. You're supposed to bring the Olah of the Shabbos on Shabbos. And we learn from here, just the Korban Olah of the Tamid, that every day we bring a Korban Tamid, and just the Tamid of Shabbos is brought on Shabbos. V'lo Olas Chol B'Shabbos. And we don't bring a Tamid of during the week. If a person wants to bring a different Olah on Shabbos, we don't bring it. V'lo Olas Chol B'Yom Tov. And we don't bring the Korban Tamid of the weekday one on Yom Tov. Meaning to say, so that what this means is that if a person has leftover limbs or parts of the Korban Tamid from Friday that they haven't yet burnt, and it's Shabbos, so therefore, you're not allowed to burn them on the night of Shabbos, that you have to wait until Sunday. You wouldn't be able to burn it. And even though we have learned already in the Gemara Brachos, Bezim and Aleph, that the burning of the fats and the limbs is a mitzvah all night, that means that you're allowed to burn them all night, that's only during the week, but not on Shabbos. And so therefore, that's what's based upon the verse of Oas Shabbos B'Shavaso. And so therefore, since we see that the burning of a carbon is kosher, for a kosher, of a carbon that was kosher during the week does not push off Shabbos or Yom Tov, for sure that you're not going to be allowed to burn a carbon that was disqualified during the week on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And the Karban Pesach is a carbon of during the week because the time for bringing it is on the 14th of Nisan. And so therefore, you're not allowed to bring its limbs onto the altar on the night of the 15th. And for sure, you're not allowed to burn the leftover parts. So Rava gives another explanation. Rava says, Amar Kra, Hu Avado Yaseh Lachem, that when it says that you're allowed to do malacha on Yom Tov for eating, that's the verse says that alone you could do for you, which means to say who of Ado is extra. It could have just said who means to say that the preparation of the food itself pushes off Yom Tov, v'lo machshirav, but not things that are like one step removed don't push off Yom Tov. Levado, only ochel nefesh pushes off Yom Tov, only the food pushes off Yom Tov, v'lo mila shelo bezmana, but a bris mila not on its eighth day does not push off Yom Tov. And the Gemara derives that from a kal v'chomer, which we've seen elsewhere from Tzaras, that you're allowed to do a bris mila on Tzaras. So that's the explanation of Rava. See, from all these ideas, the fundamental, powerful idea that asei dochavos, asei, a positive commandment in the Torah pushes off a negative commandment. This is a fundamental principle that the positive will always push away the negative. That we always have to be positive in our life. That's the basic upshot of this principle, asei dochavos, asei.